This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
One of my favorite trends that's going around right now is that NFL social media teams are asking their players about some of their weird food takes. Here is a clip from the Minnesota Vikings. They were asked, what's a weird food combination you like that nobody else knows about? Now, it's a bunch of answers back to 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 back. I want you to pick out your favorite. Anything jump off?
Macaroni and yams. Everything else I'm okay with. As far as grits goes, one thing that Mark Ryan and I completely agree with, it tastes like wet sand. And if you have to put something in it to make it taste good, that means it has no flavor on its own. So it's basically filler for your stomach. But macaroni and yams, I don't know about that. Now, I'm not at Thanksgiving, I'm that guy who doesn't like my food touching. It's a heap and helping, and some of it's probably going to mix together, but not on purpose. I believe there are several combinations in there that made you wince.
There were, but at the same time, none that I was like, I'm totally out on that, right? Like, the one that jumped off the page
at me. Even the honey bun and cheese. I mean, we tried, there was a trend going around with Pop-Tarts and cheese. We tried that. Was not bad. So if Pop-Tarts and cheese is not bad, honey buns, same thing. It's just sugar and cheese, I guess.
I guess. Like, it that jumps off as one of those things that, like, I would probably taste test it on the air as a gag, but I don't know that if I was just, like, at the house and I opened the fridge and there's a slice of cheese and a honey bun, I'd be like, yeah, what about that? The one that kind of jumped off the page at me, applesauce on a burger. Applesauce on a burger. Now, I'm going to assume that if you're going applesauce on the burger.
A lot of stuff on a hamburger. So applesauce on the burger. The one thing about it, it's going to be really messy.
See, I don't mind that. Like a good burger should have a little juice, a little condiment falling off the back of the bun. I'm good with it.
Still, a burger with egg on it is still my favorite. It's also Chris, who've seen a bunch in here today. It's one of his favorite.
I like
burgers.
A breakfast burger.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, I still don't think it's called that. But if you put applesauce on it, it's probably going to be less messy than a nice sunny side up egg on a burger.
And I assume that you are getting rid of all of the other toppings there. But that's the only one that really jumped off is like, man, I'd probably try it, but I just don't know. All right, here's a fun story. This is Randy
Moss.
By the
way, Nettie Mac on the stream says spaghetti and ranch. Ew.
Yeah, that one jumped out too.
That doesn't bother me either. I think that might. Unless you got more ranch than you have sauce, I think you put some ranch in there and mix it in together. It's I don't think it'd be that bad.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be that of the ones that I'm like, I'd try it. I'd probably try it, but it's not anything I'm going to do on my own. Randy Moss, this video popped up. I don't know where it came from. I don't know why it was recorded, but there's a video going around of Randy Moss on social media. He is like outside in a parking lot with the boys sitting around a campfire, but they're like in a parking lot of like a warehouse or something. It's really weird, but he tells the story of the celly where he mooned the Packers crowd when he was with the Vikings. And this is why I say, I don't judge people until I know why they did what they did. Incredible. Incredible. That celly, and I remember that one because I remember Joe Buck was indignant.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, this disgraceful from Randy Moss. I'm like, Joe, I like you. I'm like one of the few Joe Buck defenders out there. Calm down, big guy. Like, I could maybe see that if Randy Moss would have turned into Warren Moon. Get it? Mm-hmm. Then, like, maybe I would have understood. Maybe don't show your bare ass on TV. But pretending to moon a crowd, I don't care. And then to find out that there were, and I quote, a dozen white asses pointed at the bus on the way into the stadium. Cool. Turnabout's fair play. I'm good with it.
All right. You're getting older, so I don't know how your memory is. Over, under 10 times that you've mooned people.
Under. Under. Honestly, you could probably set that at like 5.5 and it would be an under. I just don't know why that wasn't like... It just was never a thing that I was like, oh, I'm going to put my butt on the window.
I gotta probably go with over. I was also designated driver for a bunch more that I didn't participate in. Because I had a Chevy Bonneville, which is like what the B-52s would sing about. It was really large. It's set about 20 and butts everywhere.
If you're asking me how many moons I was driving while they happened,
yeah, that's
that might be a different answer.
I think you're an accessory.
Yeah,
if
I'm
you're
more,
driving,
yeah.
Especially if you encourage.
And I'm more of the participate in the prank, not the do the prank guy.
Well, I mean, if you're laughing, that's encouraging. So,
that's also fair.
Yeah.
All right, let me get one more in here before we go to the break.
Not
Alex,
that we condone ever doing that, by
no,
the way.
No, I condone it. Absolutely do it. Yeah, it's hilarious.
I mean, no.
Hilarious.
That would get you kicked out of school.
Yeah, I mean, don't do it while you're driving. But like outside of that, free reign.
I mean, if you're at work, I mean, right now during the break, Rob's just going to walk up to the window and do his thing.
Alex is down in the parking lot. I might.
He can't see past your face.
Kendrick Perkins was on the Road Trippin' podcast. Now, I have had some issues with K-Perk and some of his NBA takes over the last couple of years.
Where's he working now?
Right now, I don't think anywhere, as he was one of the casualties of ESPN cost-cutting so that they could give Stephen A. Smith more money. We'll fight about that later. K-Perk was on the Road Trippin' pod. He's been on this pod a bunch over the course of the year. We've pulled some sound from him. He had this take, and K-Perk, I already felt like I could grab a beer and have a good time with Kendrick Perkins, but I need you to know, K-Perk, while I push back on some of your NBA takes over the years, you have, in the immortal words of Dumb and Dumber, done something like this and completely redeemed yourself. K-Perk, with the take of the day, of the week, of the month, of the year, of the decade, there is...
I was concerned for his life at the beginning. I don't know what that noise was, but that was...
That was the edited out audio of their little social media clip
from
the Road Trippin' podcast, which you can follow on social media. It's a fun pod. Basically, they talk to athletes and broadcasters and just people in the sports world while they're on road trips, right? Like while they're traveling the country doing stuff, they check in from hotel rooms and stuff. It's kind of an interesting concept. But K-Perk says there should be a law. We should start handing out fines. And I don't think I've ever agreed with the Kendrick Perkins take more. I don't. Because this is all of the bleeping time in my life. Yesterday, the wife and I went to do a little shopping to get ready for our little vacation. I wanted a couple of, I needed another pair of pants, another pair of shorts to take with me. I needed something a little dressier. We're going to spend some time at the nice bars on the beach. Wanted to look nice for the lady. So we went to a local big box, they have everything store. Kind of more the one that's considered more upscale. You know the one I'm talking about,
Joe Dirt. So not the place where you normally would get your receipt checked.
Correct.
Okay.
One that is considered slightly more upscale than that. So we went in there, and she went over to the ladies' clothing. I went over to the fellas' clothing. We pick out our stuff.
Is it the place where everyone looks and talks like a Karen?
Yes.
Okay.
The one that is known for that.
Okay. All right.
So she went to the ladies' clothing. I went to the fellas' clothing. We basically do this thing where we go pick out stuff we like. We then meet up and we go, I like that. I don't like that. Get that. Don't get that. Whatever. Before we do our shopping. I am standing in the bros section of this particular store. And there is a guy one aisle over, not just having a maximum volume speakerphone conversation, but he is quite aggravatedly yelling at who I have to assume was his father about the actions of who I have to assume was his brother, and the fact that apparently, I'm assuming, the brother got absolutely bleep-faced a few nights ago, and I quote, broke my Xbox controller.
Oh, no.
Dad, if you don't get him under control, I'm going to beat his... And I'm like,
did he hold his phone like this while he's doing it? Did you see?
No, I didn't see the guy.
People walk with speakerphone and have to put the speaker like rests on their...
The
phone rests on their chin.
If you are...
That's so weird.
If you are holding the speakerphone up to your head, just take the one extra step and move it from the front of your face to the side of your face and put it on the damn phone.
It's not that far of a step.
I absolutely support K-Perk. I think there should be some sort of reporting system. Here's what we need to do. We need to take, like, the resources allocated to ICE, and we need to develop a new search and destroy government entity. And what they need to do is basically have a hotline where if you on your phone can snap a video of a person in public using their speakerphone, they show up, arrest that person, and send them to Gitmo.
Wow. If you see something, say something, I guess.
Yes. This needs to be the criminal tracking system we need. If you are on a speakerphone in public, especially if you're having like a private personal family conversation, doctor conversation, loved one conversation, whatever. If you're on speakerphone, you should absolutely be sent to jail. At least for like one night just to think about what you did. I'm not saying like send them away forever, but like for a night. All right? Just one. Think about what you did.
County lockup, maximum security. Well, what are we
doing? I think county's fine. I think you throw them in the poke. You spend a night in there. We'll let you out tomorrow so that you don't miss work. And, think about what you did. Next time, though, 5 days. Time after that, 10 days. Time after that, 1 year. All right? We're escalating hard. Alex Guest, host of the Saturday Morning Scramble, joins us in the studio. Next segment, we'll get you set up for local high school football season. We'll get Alex's thoughts on some of the college football that we'll be addressing next week and more. That's next on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Rob Brown Show, back on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate. Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo, and now, ladies and gentlemen, do I have a treat for you. During the break, Lonzo asked the question, how many, over the years, how many famous people have sat in the chair to my left? And the answer is a lot. But none of them carry the weight, the stature, the respect, and just the raw sex appeal of the young man who sits in on the show with us now. He is one half of the Saturday Morning Scramble. Of course, alongside host of Wire to Wire, Cole Bryson, the illustrious Alex Guest in the building. What's up, big fella?
Would you say he's the better half?
I would say that, but Cole could also beat me up, so I'm not going to.
Come on. Everybody in this room is laughing at that.
I have a theory, Alex. Yes, your partner, Cole Bryson.
Sure.
He's got that quiet country strength to him, don't he?
He does, yes.
He scares me a little. He seems like that dude that would try to walk everybody off the ledge, but like the moment the first fist flies at the bar, like Cole Bryson's the one that's just taking everybody out.
Oh, absolutely.
He terrifies me.
I'll talk to Cole occasionally, and I'm like, you know, what are you doing, Cole? And
that does help when you host a talk show with him.
Yes. And he's like, oh, I'm at the gym. I'm like, oh, okay. So you go to the gym. You've got that quiet, you know, I mean, he grew up in Boiling Springs. So what is there in Boiling Springs to do other than, back in the day, back in Cole's day, 5 years ago, bale some hay and throw it on the back of a truck, you know. So.
We throw hay and we throw fist.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's a really long throw for him.
No,
I'm just saying.
I think Cole could hold his own with anyone.
I think so too. He scares me
sure.
a little bit.
Yeah.
For sure. Alex Guest joining us here on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. Brother, we are days away from high school football, man. I know that obviously we got a lot of teams that you guys are going to cover on the Scramble, going to get covered on Wire to Wire, et cetera. But just kind of walk me through, like, what two, three stories are we most interested in? Which teams are we kind of dialed in as potential state title contenders, et cetera? Just kind of give me your 36,000-foot view on what this football season looks like. I know that's a huge scope to talk about, but what are we dialed in on?
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously you're going to have your usual suspects. So, you know, in 5A, everybody's going to be talking about Dutch Fork. Can they win? Can they win now their fourth straight state championship again? And you know, they went on a 5-year streak of winning state championships, and Gaffney broke that streak back in 2021. And Now, you know, Gaffney and Dutch Fork aren't in the same division. There's the 5A Division 1, Division 2. And so Dutch Fork will be obviously right there at the top as a contender. I think really in our area, you have your usual suspects. You've got your Gaffneys, your Spartanburgs. You know, I think Burns will be much improved this year from where they were last year. I mean, Burns had a tough task last year of having to play every game on the road, which is kind of unprecedented, and no other team in the state did that. So I think you're going to have, you know, in the 5A ranks, that's kind of, I think, your teams to look for in the area. As you go on down, you know, you get down to 4A in the area, you're really kind of looking at like Westside and Daniel. They should be continue to be competitive. That'll probably be a region championship, or actually they are not in the same region, sorry, but that'll be, both of those teams will be contending for region championships. Once you get down to 3A, you're looking at Belton Honeypath. They are consistently good year in and year out. Russell Blackston has his team. He's in his 16th season, and I think he's had Belton Honeypath in the upper state championship or the state championship probably 10 of those 16 seasons. So he really knows how to run a program at Belton Honeypath. They were the runners-up, state runner-up last year to Oceanside Collegiate, who starts the season ranked number one in 3A. So, again, Belton Honeypath in our area. And then in 2A, you're talking about defending state champion Clinton. They really put it on last year, going 12-2. Corey Fountain down there entering his seventh season and has got Clinton back to a spot where they were definitely Clinton had kind of fallen off a little bit, and Corey Fountain has got them back to a spot of prominence.
I just want to say three times he said Clinton. didn't say Clayton. That's I mean, you know, so I just I'm keeping track.
I don't believe in that no T.
Thank you. Yeah. Neither do we. We are non-believers in the lack of T.
I know the people in Clinton are probably, you know, let's Clinton.
Well, I have a theory they have no front teeth. And I've actually been there. So but anyway.
All I'm saying is I've driven through the town, there's a T on the sign. All right.
You want us
to say it that way? Take the T off the sign. I'm happy to do it.
I'm born and raised in South Carolina, and it's always just been Clinton to me, you know. It's not Clinton.
Talk to me, because I know we're going to hear quite a bit about it from the voice of the Burns Rebels, Cole Bryson. Yeah. But what are your thoughts on that team? This has been, the past really 3 or 4 years has been interesting because, like, 4 years ago, you had a bunch of dudes that transferred in. Mm-hmm. Then the next year, you had a bunch of the main playmakers who transferred out. Then last year, Road Warriors had no home stadium last year, so every game was a road game. So I know that there's been a lot of tumultuous dealings there around this Rebel football team, but it does feel like this is the first year that, at least this year, there's stability. We got a stadium, everybody's set, we know the talent that's coming back, we know the talent we have, etc. What's a legitimate set of expectations for that football team out of this season?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at it, Rob, they were 5-6 last year, so by Burns standards, that's a terrible season. You know, I mean, we're talking about a team that the Bobby Bentleys and the Chris Millers of the world had really just vying for a state championship every year. But Reggie Shaw entering his ninth season, like you mentioned, Road Warriors last year. You have to go on the road for every single game you play. And that, in all reality, Rob, I mean, when you're a 16, 17, 18-year-old kid, you don't get to play in front of your home crowd. I mean, that takes a toll mentally, and then you're riding the bus every single week, and that's going to take a toll physically, having to sit on the bus and ride it every single week. But, you know, I mean, in 24, last year, 2024, they were a young team. You talk about the players that they have coming back. I mean, you obviously have your running back in Trey Segura in the backfield. I mean, he's just an incredible, special player. He's very humble. He's hungry. He has high expectations of himself. So he's kind of one of those players that the coaches don't necessarily have to worry about week in and week out. They know that he's going to go out there and he's going to perform. And, you know, he's a three-sport athlete. And you hear that about a football player. You're not necessarily expecting a three-sport athlete to also play soccer and then be a wrestler. But, you know, he took up wrestling last year and finished fifth in the state. So
yeah, with the gas that kid's got in the thighs. Good luck with that.
Yeah. But then, you know, you've got Kane Rogers returning at quarterback. There has been a quarterback battle in the offseason between Kane Rogers and, you know, of course, I'm going to say that Walker Burdett. There we go.
I believed you the whole time, buddy.
But there's been a great quarterback battle between Walker Burdett and Kane Rogers this offseason for them. But, you know, regardless of who's going to – I saw Burns last week play Providence Day out of North Carolina. Providence Day, 11 D1 guys on that roster. So, you know, anybody that's going to go up against them is going to have a hard time. They had a left tackle that was, I would venture to guess, probably 6'7", 6'8", somewhere in there. So, but, you know, you've got your linebackers in Johnson Montgomery and Octavius Davis that are returning from last year's team that are much more mature. They're much more experienced. And so I would say, Rob, I mean, I'm giving Burns more than 5 wins this year. You know, just a tough task last year. But I think Burns will be in that top 2-3 in that region.
That'll be interesting. Got a mention on the Facebook chat. Steven wants to know, quote, Dorman gonna win it all, right, Alex? Question mark?
Oh, Steven. Steven.
I'm sure that's exactly what he wanted to hear, actually.
Yeah. You know, you're talking about a team that was 6-4. Jake Morris now coming into his third season. I've always had the mentality, not so much recently with all these high schools having transfers coming in and out, but I've always had the mentality that it takes a coach 3 years to really implement his own schemes and his own rhythm. And so I think with Jason Farmer coming in as your new offensive coordinator at Dorman, just what Jason Farmer has been able to do at his previous stops, and then Jake Morris now in his third season, I think Dorman's going to be much improved. Steven, we'll have to talk. I don't know if Dorman's going to win it all, but you know, I'll gladly come back on at the end of the season and eat my crow. I like it fried, if I have to.
Alex guest, one half of the Saturday morning scramble here on the Rob Brown Show. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back out the other side. We'll get one or two more thoughts from Alex on this year's high school football stadium. We're going to pop a couple of questions at him about the college football schedule, which starts up next Saturday, and then we'll call it an hour. Rob Brown, Alex guest in the great one, Lonzo in the ones and twos. The Rob Brown Show is on your radio. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Fan Upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Rob Brown Show on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate, joined live in studio by one half of the Saturday Morning Scramble, which does get its start this very Saturday right here on the Fan Upstate. Cole Bryson and Alex Guest will be taking you through and around all of the high school football you can possibly stand, and then a little bit more every Saturday morning. Alex Guest live in studio talking a little high school ball. Got a texter here, Alex, as we continue to put you on the spot via the Hub City Spartanburger text line at 844-326-3663. A texter asking about, and I quote, "Dem Greer Yellow Jackets." Thoughts on the Yellow Jackets? Do we have any?
Dem.
It's right there. DemGrrrrrrer. Yellow Jackets.
Well, they didn't even have to put the ER on the end of Greer. Just, you know, it's Grr.
It's Grr.
Well, you're talking about a mainstay in coaching in Will Young. You know, Will Young has been at Greer. I think he's entering his now 21st season. They are definitely, I think they are right there kind of on the cusp, Rob, of just really being able to break over that hump. I think it was 2018 or 2019, they made it to the state championship, looked really good in the first half, and then kind of made some second half adjustments, or didn't make second half adjustments, and ended up losing to Myrtle Beach in that state championship. But you know, you're talking about a place that Greer, they've got five state championships up on their water tower under that looms over Dooley Field, and they are a very proud football community. So the 7-5 last year that Greer had, took a couple of games on the chin. There were a couple of games that, you know, you really felt like you probably should have won and you didn't win. But you talk about their non-region schedule, Rob. I mean, get this: Boiling Springs, Belton, Honeyapath, Hillcrest, and Burns. That's a tough non-region schedule, but Will Young has been around the game long enough that he knows that you have to schedule those tough non-region games to get yourself ready for the region and in turn get yourself ready for playoff play. But, you know, you've got really, it should come down between Daniel and Greer in that region. And that's a week 10 game on Halloween night at Dooley Field. So if Greer plays like they're supposed to play and plays good Greer football, I think they are in contention for a region championship with Daniel. I mean, you've got Chase Free, wide receiver and defensive back, that's returning for Greer. I mean, you've got A.J. Jackson, who kind of plays receiver and running back for the Yellow Jackets. But, you know, Greer's going to be that team that is going to rely heavily on their offensive line. And unfortunately, last year they had some injuries that really kind of hurt them in the long run. I mean, you talked about Calvin McCoy, who's a running back for them, that had a season-ending concussion early in the season last year. Dalton Fowler, their quarterback, is going to come up. He was JV at the start of last year. They had a quarterback last year that went out due to concussion and due to other injuries that Dalton Fowler came up and really performed well for the Yellow Jackets last year. But, you know, they're not going to have a lot of household names to start the season, Rob, but as the season goes on, you're going to start seeing those names in the papers and hearing it on the Scramble.
Zach is in the chat. Ask for your thoughts on the Hillcrest Rams, which, by the way, that H, that like sharp angle H, yeah, logo, one of the dopest logos in the game.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, here's the thing about Hillcrest. You've got your quarterback back, Jackson Free. If you've never seen Jackson Free play football, he's fun to watch. He's a gunslinger. He's fun to watch. And, you know, Bennett Swigert, the head coach of the Hillcrest Rams, entering his third season for Hillcrest. So, again, I think Hillcrest is going to kind of get a little bit more into a rhythm of what Coach Swigert wants to run over there in Simpsonville. And, I think Hillcrest will be much improved. They were 8-4 last year. So you say, well, how do you be much improved from 8-4? Well, you know, I think there are, of those four losses that they had, I think you're going to see a lot of improvement that's going to help them kind of get over the hump. But, you know, Bennett Swigert's kind of in a tough situation because ever since that 2015 state championship run for Hillcrest, that's kind of what Hillcrest is expecting. And, you know, Zach, I think Bennett has the team going in the right direction, and I think Hillcrest will get back to that prominence for sure.
Is there a school that we have missed? Because we've got five or six or seven more in the chat. Question about Christchurch, question about Greenwood, question about Woodruff, et cetera. So for the last one here, Alex, yes, I will put it on you. Is there a team we haven't gotten yet that you think has maybe not necessarily is a title contender, but maybe there's a storyline, maybe there's some sort of narrative about the season that people would be interested in. If I open-ended to give me a school that you personally are tuned into following their story this year, who's it going to be and why?
Well, can I give you a couple?
Sure you can.
Okay, so the first name that kind of came to mind for me was Chapman. You know, we know what Chapman had under Mark Hodge before he made his move to Spartanburg a few years back, and Chapman, they kind of had Chapman had a very down season last year. They went 3-8. That's not really what you would expect from Chapman. And you know, Harry Cabanis has that team going in the right direction. Lewis McAllister, he's a two-way player for them, but the defensive line is going to be your anchor of that entire team. You talk about Chapman. Get this, Rob. By week five of last year, they had lost 9 starters to season-ending injuries. So it's kind of difficult to, and they were freak injuries. You know, they weren't really torn muscles or anything like that. They were freak injuries, broken collarbones, that kind of stuff. So you lose 9 starters in the first 5 games of a season, and it's difficult to kind of overcome that. You had to bring up a lot of your JV players and that kind of stuff. So I think Chapman's going to be much improved this year. I could see that record honestly being flipped, going from 3-8 last year to kind of an 8-3 record this year, 8-2 in the regular season, something like that. And then my other one, Rob, that comes to mind is Broome. You know, Broome, again, a proud football tradition for the Centurions. They're in that same region as Chapman, but they play a tough schedule here in 2025. It's the same schedule as last year, just flipped. But they, again, were 3-8 last year. Lynn Fleming, in his 9th season, he's going to have Jameson Duryberry back. He's a senior quarterback for the Centurions. They've got Reese Wagaman in the backfield along with Devin Brown. And so, you know, Lynn Fleming, head coach of the Centurions, mentioned, you know, you need to improve on tackling to make sure that we're able to get the defensive stops that we need. But that's kind of been a big focus during the offseason for them and during summer practice and summer workouts. So I think those are going to be two names that, you know, you looked at last year. Both the teams ended the season 3-8. But I think those are going to be two schools that are definitely ones to look out for this year.
Alex Guest, host of the Saturday Morning Scramble with Cole Bryson. They get fired up this Saturday morning for a little, what is it, week negative one, week zero? What do y'all do?
Next week is week zero, so I guess
it's week a preview show, one. according to the promos that I heard Cole do.
So, there we go, yeah. Preview show.
There we go.
Fair enough for me. All right, real quick before we let you get up out of here, Alex Guest joining us here on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate. College football. Sure. Preseason AP Top 25 dropped yesterday. I am kind of running through a series on the social media about the big three questions that everybody who wants a playoff spot is going to have to answer.
Okay.
Have not yet gotten to Clemson or South Carolina. Those will come either over the weekend or on Monday, but I kind of think everybody kind of knows what they are. So I asked this question earlier in the show. Paycheck on it, K-Klubnik or Lenora Sellers, who has the more successful season? I'll let you define success however you want. Paycheck on it, which one of those two guys ends up with the more successful season?
First, you know, when I heard you talking about that, I got to get words. English is hard.
Again, it's a minor part of the job.
When I first heard you talking about that on my drive in this morning, my immediate reaction was Cade Klubnik, just for the schedule that Clemson plays versus the schedule that South Carolina plays. You know, I think the SEC defenses that South Carolina plays will probably cause a little havoc for Lenore Sellers, whereas Cade Klubnik is probably not going to see the toughest defenses in the ACC. So my initial reaction there, based on just a broad view of the word success, was Cade Klubnik.
That, I think, was my automatic reaction as well. But I also said, and this is the part that I think I kind of argue for the subjective definition of success. I would say if Lenora Sellers gets the Gamecocks into the playoffs, and so does Cade Klubnik, I'd say that's more successful a season.
Absolutely.
For Lenora Sellers,
yes.
Right? Like, I think Cade's got to go a game or two further, but I also agree with your thoughts on the SEC. It's not just that South Carolina has to play better defenses more consistently. The final 7 weeks of the program are the worst back half of anybody in football.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
Six of the seven games are against not just SEC teams inside the top 18. Six of seven in a row. If he walks out of this season, honestly, I think 9-3, you got to go, that was a hell of
absolutely.
A season. And I do think whatever the outcome is for South Carolina, it's pretty much, and this is not a bad thing, because Florida was this way with Tebow. Auburn was this way with Newton. There's been a lot of schools that, like, they had that guy. And mm-hmm. and as goes him, goes that team. It's not a bad thing. But I think if they're 9-3, you got to look and go, we're on the way up still.
No, I absolutely agree. And, you know, that's kind of why I say the initial reaction was Cade Klubnik. But then when you start looking at it and you start trying to break down, well, what is success? You know, I think they both will have stellar seasons, and I agree with you, Rob. I think they both should end up in New York at the end of the season for a potential Heisman Trophy presentation.
Your 2025, I forgot what year it is. It's been a long day. Your 2025-26 college football national champion, Alex Guest, will be?
Oh,
I mean, there's only like 18 teams that could do it.
Yeah, there's only it will be not Penn State.
Not Penn State.
Not Penn State.
That's a hell of a pick. Hang the banner, not Penn State.
Not Penn State.
You did it. I don't know, man. Like, I don't trust James Franklin or Drew Aller. The problem is, if you got a quarterback that maybe isn't there in the big games, but you got a head coach that I trust to call the plays around him, okay, we can deal with that. If you got a high-level quarterback that can drag a head coach who maybe chokes it up in big games, like James Franklin is accused of being, I can be okay with that. The problem is, and this is why I'm not on Penn State either, I got a head coach I don't trust in a big game, and I got a quarterback that has proven to me I shouldn't trust them in a big game. Those two reasons are why I immediately nix Penn State. It is also why I have big questions about Texas this year, because we don't know if Arch is the real deal. And Steve Sarkisian, in back-to-back years now, has gone into a playoff game, which he was either favored or it was neutral, and just lost his mind in both of them. I'm out on Texas, too.
Yeah, I agree with that, Rob. And I think, and this isn't because Lonzo is sitting across from me giving me a glare, but I think that your best chance, I think, might be Ohio State to repeat.
Julian Sane, big question marks. I appreciate it. Alex! guests host the Saturday Morning Scramble with Cole Bryson. They will be live this Saturday morning to talk a little high school football. Brother, good to see you. Thanks for coming by, man.
I already turned my mic off.
That's okay.
Good to see you. Thanks for having me. Yeah.
Of course. Ladies and gentlemen, the only thing better than listening to the sultry sounds of Alex Guest, the seductive siren that is the great Lonzo.
Sirens are female. I just want to point that out. The Atlanta Braves got hammered. Don't let the hair fool you, buddy. By the New York Mets in the opening game of a three-game road set following 13-5, Spencer Strider took the 10th loss of the season, giving up 8 hits and 8 runs in 4 innings, including 3 home runs. Atlanta had 8 hits, including doubles from Matt Olson and Nacho Alvarez Jr., but were just 2 of 11 with runners in scoring position. Game 2 is tonight at 7:10. Packers quarterback Jordan Love underwent a last-minute surgery to repair an injured ligament in his non-throwing hand, but is expected to be ready for the season opener. Love wanted to play through the injury, but Green Bay said, no, you're not going to do that. Milwaukee Brewers became the third team since World War II with multiple win streaks of 11 or more games after a 14-0 rout of the Pirates pushed them to their second streak of the season. The Brewers took Pirates ace Paul Skene's yard twice in the win, two of their league-leading 23 homers since.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.